You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So we had two-minute warning last night in Philly. Tight game post-lightning delay. The Cowboys facing a 4th-and-3. Dak Prescott in the season opener went back to his number one target again.
Prescott is in the gun. He's got three wide. 4th-and-3. He looks at a four-man front. They bring the blitz. They're going to bring five. Prescott winds up arching spiral far sideline. Diving attempt. Lamb incomplete. Off his outstretched gloves.
That, of course, is Kevin Harlan. Westwood was heard here on The Fan, and that essentially ended the game. A 24-20 victory for the Eagles as they opened defense of their Super Bowl title. So that's a tough catch, but it was a rough second half for Lamb, who did have some drops. He ended up 7 catches for 110 yards, but that came on 13 targets, and most of the yardage was early in the game as well. Before we go back to what happened at the very beginning of the game, a little Jerry Recco for you. Cowboys radio broadcast on Compass Media Networks. Key sequence, third quarter, first down for the Cowboys from the Eagles' 11-yard line.
Prescott under center. Tolbert in motion to the right. Hand off Sanders. Up the middle. Nothing doing. Breaks one tackle. Ball comes out. Yeah, and it's picked up by the Eagles. Quinyon Mitchell. And he'll be tackled at the 16-yard line. Huge play defensively. Jihad Campbell knocked it out. Mitchell the recovery. And we're going the other way.
Boy, man, he is right on it.
Sounds great for a dude that, you know, was basically up for almost 24 hours.
I think he was a full 24
eventually,
hours.
Yeah. But at that point, you know.
Man, oh, man. Right.
That was good.
Good
stuff.
Great call
right
by
on
him.
Top
yeah.
of it. Plenty yes. of energy and excitement he, in the call, even though it went against Dallas.
He saw it fumbled. He saw who caused the fumble. He
right.
saw who picked up the fumble. Good job on Jerry's part.
On top of it. Attention to detail.
Guy's a star.
Yes, he is. And that was the final play before the lightning delay. Obviously cost Dallas some much-needed points there. Jalen Hurts ends up 19 of 23 passing, only 152 yards, but had the 14 carries for 62 yards and two scores. And he had the scramble working last night for sure. A couple of key third downs and obviously the two touchdowns. Saquon Barkley reached the end zone as well. And the Eagles overcome the ejection of Jalen Carter for spitting on Dak Prescott before the first play from scrimmage. Here was Carter taking some accountability afterwards.
You know, it was a mistake that happened on my side. And just won't happen again. You know, I feel bad for just my teammates and the fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. Fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today. Yeah.
So he felt bad and he not only
spit on that thing.
Wasn't able to finish the game. Oh, boy. Yeah. So we did see that Dak technically spit first on the ground, you know.
Oh, here we go.
In the direction of the Eagles line, certainly not on Carter or any Eagles. So here was Dak's explanation post game.
I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I'd say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" And at that point, I mean, I felt like, like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game.
And that's where
there's
things
no
escalated.
No way that Dak Prescott would ever do anything like that.
And they come together, and Dak was even smiling, and they're kind of jawing at each other a little bit. And then out comes the spit from Carter.
Yeah.
And
Dak goes right to the referee. He's like, you see this? You see that? You take a look at that. Flag, bang, ejection.
All while Ben Van Sumeren, and I could have that name wrong pronunciation-wise, at the Eagles is, you know, being tended to with a serious injury from the opening kickoffs, getting carted off the field, and guys are, you know, waiting around, and next thing you know, Carter's ejected, just like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a wild minute there. Every element of NFL football you could possibly have wrapped up into about 45 seconds.
Did you catch the Jason Kelsey tweets about that?
I did not.
The sequence?
No.
So he had the one right as it happened. You know, we're right into the first couple minutes of the broadcast. What in the F just happened, but with the full F. And I thought this was interesting, just timing-wise. He waited 36 minutes and then circled back and said, this is the most wild start to an NFL season of all time. First play of the game, one player's carted off, the other's ejected. I mean, everyone knows you don't spit, you swallow, obvi.
Yeah, he had that in his drafts, I think, and then put like three more beers down in those 36 minutes, and then I was like, you know what, screw it. I'm going to do the spit-swallow joke now, and I don't care.
Wow.
I think that's what happened.
I mean, I think the statute of limitations at that point has expired.
Yeah, but I mean, I can guarantee you that's what happened. You put it there, it's like, should I do it, should I not do it? Ah, put it in the drafts, then drank a couple of his garage beers that he's now got paid $200 million to promote.
Or and the wife talked him out of it at first, and then she fell asleep or went to do something else, and he's like,
fire it off.
Away now.
Hey, what's the worst that can happen with a spit swallow joke, right?
There you go.
Hawk
Tua!
Oh, boy. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to some Jets and Giants sound as we go along on this Football Friday ahead of the Week 1 Sunday, of course. We want to shift to the Yankees here. Yet another eventful game last night in Houston. They do end up taking the rubber game from the Astros, and Trent Grisham right in the middle of things again.
Grish can pick up this run. Here's a drive deep to right, and he did more than pick up a run. That bad boy is gone. A three-run homer, Trent Grisham, and the Yankees have an 8-3 lead. Another home run for the Grish. He's got 30 of them.
Dave Sims here on the fan.
Now.
30 home runs for Trent Grisham. Somehow he's only got 64 RBIs. You know, I feel like he's hit a bunch of three-run homers and grand slams.
Well, lately, yes.
Yes, lately.
Sure. But yeah, the thing is that he was a part of the whole Juan Soto thing, and he stayed.
Yes, he did.
And I'll tell you what, he's having, you know, he's batting 250, 30 home runs, 64 RBIs. Did you think you would get that kind of production?
Nobody did. I mean, I would say
same thing about Bellinger too, and now with Max Fried, you know, settling down.
I think people expected Bellinger to have a good year, but I don't think anyone expected this out of Grisham.
Do you think that the Yankees will re-sign Bellinger?
I do. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's possible that they don't, but I mean, he's had an excellent season. He's not, you know, over the hill. I don't know what kind of contract it's going to be. I don't think they're keeping both of them, obviously. And it's kind of amazing. Last year, he was here, and he was more of a spare part, and they were playing Alex Verdugo. Mm. And now they finally get rid of him, and he's got 30 home runs, which is pretty wild. So, good walk year for him. That came in the eighth inning, and it helped the Yankees with the cushion that they needed to eventually beat Houston 8-4, despite the Astros loading the bases against David Bednar in the ninth. And you had the situation with the bat, with the Taylor Trammell, and then Wanda checked, and this umpiring crew had themselves a rough series. Yeah. I mean, everything was an adventure on both sides, really. And you're bringing up, Boomer, the pitch clock violation.
That was the most bizarre thing for me. And Espada came out, and he was talking to the umpire, and the umpire is explaining something. They didn't really get that heated. And even David Cohn and Michael Kay had no answer for it, because you could see the pitch clock was on 12. And I don't know. And this is crazy last night, and that made no sense to me whatsoever.
Right, and then the situation with the bat, where there's like a wear mark, and the paint's rubbing off on the barrel, and then it took them over 2 minutes to have a conversation about that before they eventually confiscate it. But the double stands, and earlier in the game, you had the Ryan McMahon play at third base. So the umpire, the home plate ump from Wednesday night, it was right in the middle of the Boone ejection and the Devin Williams situation.
The big Red Sox fan.
Yeah. He blows that call. The umps get together and discuss it. There's no overturn there. And that was right in the heat of the game before the Grisham home run. And Carlos Rodon, who's been prone to sometimes coming apart at the seams,
finally
was able to come through and get through that inning, and talked about just a wild series afterwards.
Looking back at the two games before, there were, you know, obviously there was a lot of noise and a lot of emotions going on. So I think, you know, coming into the night, my goal was just to try to stay even keel and just stay right in the middle and do my job.
And he did that. Got them through the six. Back to Grisham. Wild series. Some suspect umpiring along the way on both sides.
They were good ones. Hard fought. Bad calls, good calls. They're part of the game. It's our job to get over them and keep going. I think we did a good job of that tonight.
And you saw the play in with McMahon where when Boone comes out, he's like being extra careful with that ump, and it's, I'm just, you know, the hands are up. Yeah. I'm just asking, and you know, you could have obviously blown a gasket again because of what seemed like an obvious play on the transfer for McMahon there, and they just, man, rough series for that crew, but it happens. Jazz Chisholm left this game, double knee contusions from two different plays.
That's nuts.
He discussed that afterwards.
The first one, I just landed on my knee kind of hard in the first play. I think it was in the second inning. From Urias, ground ball, I couldn't see it, so the ball got up on me kind of quick.
And then the other one is on this stolen base here for Altuve, where, I mean, his helmet bangs into his knee a little bit, but it kind of looked like not much, and he ends up lipping off the field.
Good thing he's not a running back in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, he ended up with an at-bat, I think, at the next half inning. He struck out, and he limped off, and that was the end of him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.